With us now by phone is Andy Evanson of Vermilion, Minnesota. Andy's coming to Grand Marais Art Colony early in May as an instructor. His course is Impressionistic Watercolors. Welcome, Andy. Good morning.
Morning, Veronica. Thanks for having me.
Andy, tell us how you got started in watercolors.
Well, I've always drawn and painted a little bit since I was even a kid. And then I went to school for illustration work, and I got hired as a medical illustrator in the Twin Cities. And when I was going to school for it, and even during the early years of my career, it was still done with pen and ink and airbrushes and with some watercolor. And so I kind of had my hands on art supplies, even doing the illustration work. And then as time went on, it became solely done on the computer. And I was kind of looking for just a release, something to do that felt a little more artistic. And took a few watercolor workshops myself from people I admired, and just started painting and joined a local watercolor group here in the Twin Cities. And then slowly started winning some awards and started teaching myself, and it just kind of grew from there.
And you've traveled a lot and painted in many places around the world. Andy, why travel?
I mean, it's kind of nice to find a different location from time to time to keep your eye sharp. I love painting in the Midwest. I grew up here in Minnesota, Wisconsin. But when you travel to, say, China, the light is different, the architecture is different, the air is different. But just kind of re-inspires you, reinvigorates you when you go to a new place to paint. In general, I love traveling the world, and art career is a perfect way to allow me to do that.
And most of your work is plein air painting?
I'd say about half and half, because I'm a watercolor painter. When the weather dips down below 45 degrees or so, mm-hmm. It's kind of tough to go outside and paint on location. I took some oil painting classes a while back, just so I could try and do some plein air painting during the winter time. But I'm a watercolor guy. I figured that out by now. And during the winter months, unless I can get out of town and travel someplace, I'm kind of stuck in the studio working from either some of my plein air sketches that I had done during the nice months or working from photographs.
And you were the instructor for an art colony trip to Isle Royale a while back. Tell us about that.
I was. Luckily, I didn't have anything going on because when Amy Demmer up there at the Grand Marais Art Colony called me, she asked me what I was doing next week. And normally I have something planned, but at this time I didn't. And it was unfortunate that Howard Severson had some health problems at the time, but I had never been to Isle Royale. So I jumped on the opportunity. It was great. Just did some painting on the island. I think the people that had signed up for the class, they were looking forward to learning some painting techniques from Howard, as well as hearing his stories about life on the island. So I felt like I was letting him down a little bit, not having any kind of historical perspective on growing up on the island, but the class went great. The people were very accommodating and just pleased that the class didn't get canceled.
Andy, your three-day class in May is Impressionistic Watercolors. What can students expect if they sign up?
I think the class is directed more towards people who have had a little bit of painting experience. You definitely don't have to be an advanced painter by any means. I can start at the basics if they need me to, but it's more for people who have painted a little bit and are just struggling with the challenges of watercolor. I think most people who paint in watercolor, they're always aware, it's in the back of their mind, that they can't fix it and they can't go back and cover something up because it's a transparent medium. So I try to give students the capabilities by talking about the big shapes and the values that you see in a photograph or a scene to paint more boldly and loosely and just go for it and not worry about all the little details. That's what usually holds people back.
And say a little more, what makes it impressionistic?
Well, by not worrying about the details, I talk about just trying to capture the impression of the scene. Too often people are tied in trying to make it look exactly like the scene, and that's especially a problem working from photographs. I just did a demonstration painting out in Monterey, California for the plein air convention and talked about that same thing because I'm stuck working from photos quite a bit in the studio, but I don't want it to look like the photograph. I still want it to make it look like a painting. So I'll talk about what makes the essence of this scene. Why did you choose this scene? And the human eye sees differently than a camera. We have a focal point that we look at, and then a lot of peripheral vision, just background stuff, whereas the camera freezes everything. So if you're painting from a photograph, people tend to paint every little thing they see in the photo. But I'll try to get them out of that rut and just try to capture the impression.
Interesting. Andy, why do you make time for teaching?
I like to teach. I've met so many nice people over the years that as they go on, I see them popping up once in a while in the teaching circuit as well. It's another way to boost your income, keep your name out there, pass on a little bit of knowledge. I think artists, for the most part, have been really good about not hiding secrets or anything. We all want each other to succeed, and that's the best way to do it.
We're talking with watercolor artist Andy Evanson. Impressionistic Watercolors is May 5th, 6th, and 7th through the Graham Ray Art Colony. Andy, is there anything else you would like to add?
I hope you sign up, because Graham Ray is a beautiful place to paint. We'll have fun at the class, and I'd enjoy meeting you.
And Andy's website is andyevanson, EVANSEN.com. He has lots of information there, as well as several samples of his work. Andy, just one thing I really enjoyed were the demos on the site. Can you say a little bit about that?
Sure. And even in the class, I'll demonstrate every day, obviously, so people get to see it from scratch. But just to allow people on the website to see a painting develop, even in the basic, you know, 1, 2, 3 step that you're seeing on the website, I get a lot of comments from people on how helpful that is. I learned a lot on how to paint watercolor by looking through books of artists that I admire and just looking at their finished painting, but oftentimes you kind of think to yourself, how in the world did he do that, you know, at this certain stage? And the demos on my website make that a little more clear, I think, where you can see it from the beginning stages of washing it in, and it just makes it a little easier to understand. And again, with as often as I teach, it's kind of a nice little teaser on the website for people to see my approach.
And again, that website is andyevanson.com, EVANSEN.com. More information is available about the class online at grandmarieartcolony.org or by phone 387-2737. Andy, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.